Welcome to Morning Prayer for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Alleluia! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, and give God the glory. O God, you are my God, eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. For your steadfast love is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My spirit is content as with the richest of foods, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips, when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches. For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My whole being clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Eternal God, we give you thanks that through the gift of our baptism you call us to a new way of life in your realm of grace and peace. By the power of your Holy Spirit, let your will be done in our lives and in this world that you love. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround the Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's throne. Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side. Lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens declare your righteousness, O Lord, and all the peoples see your glory. Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before the Lord, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord, hate evil. God guards the lives of the saints and rescues them from the hand of the wicked. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the honest of heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to God's holy name. O God, you clothe the sky with light, and the ocean depths with darkness. You work your mighty wonders among us. Give us new and honest hearts, that we may hate evil and love justice. And let us see the dawn of your glory in the face of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel, You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. You have come to your people and set them free. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. You have come to your people and set them free. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. You have come to your people and set them free. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. You have come to your people and set them free. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. You have come to your people and set them free. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Loving God, as the rising sun chases away the night, so you have scattered the power of death in the rising of Jesus Christ, and you bring us all blessings in him. Especially we thank you for the ministry of word and sacrament, for those who serve and care for others, for the affection of our friends, for your call to love and serve one another, for the presence and power of your Spirit. Mighty God, with the dawn of your love, you reveal your victory over all that would destroy or harm, and you brighten the lives of all who need you. Especially we pray for the church in the Pacific region, for endangered species of animals and plants, for those who are isolated by sickness or sorrow, for those who suffer mental anguish, for the knowledge of your will for our lives. Holy God, your love is higher than the heavens, and your grace is wider than the sea. Awaken our hearts to the joy of your presence, and open our lips to sing your praise, to the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.